how should you as a leader structure your day, and what do you do with those really difficult tasks? I'm Greg Schenkel, president of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems. And let's face it, for the typical frontline leader and many managers, a big chunk of their day is spent in reaction mode. But how would you plan your day out so that you could still leave time to be reactive and responsive to your team and also still achieve some of the important things that you have to focus on? Well, I've got a couple of tips that I wanted to share with you. The first is around how to look at your day as a supervisor. Think of your day as being in three different chunks. There's the beginning of your day when you're work group and team is just getting underway in their production. There's the middle of your day, which might have a little bit more freedom for you to work on things and attend meetings and get the resources that your team needs. And then there's the end of the day. So often at the beginning of the day, of course, you're focused on making sure you've got the right people assigned to the right jobs, everyone understands what is needed, the work that they're getting onto, and that they have the resources that they need to be successful. The middle of the day might give you more creative time when you can work on problems and projects and things that will help advance your team's performance, but might require you to interact with other departments within the company. And then the end of the day is often where you're wrapping things up. You might be acknowledging the performance of your team that day and taking care of any loose ends that will help hand off the shift to the next leader if you have a multi-shift environment. So when you look at your beginning, middle, and end of the day, you as the supervisor can still leave room for reaction mode and things that will come up that are unexpected. Now, the next dilemma facing many frontline leaders is, what do you do with the task that you would tend to procrastinate because it's difficult? Now, there is a concept called eat your frog first, which sounds kind of disgusting, and it's meant to be, because it says that if you've got a really difficult conversation or difficult problem that you need to solve, don't leave it till the end of the day, because it'll weigh on your mind and emotionally drain you. Instead, decide that you're going to tackle that very early in your day and take care of it, put it aside so that you can enjoy the rest of your day. So those tips around how to chunk your time during the day and what to do with those more difficult tasks can help you wrestle the time management tiger to the ground and help you become more effective and efficient as a frontline leader. Now, once you've mastered a few principles of time management and priority management, you might decide that you need to work on some of your other leadership skills. And of course, that's where we come in with our frontline leadership program. Whether you get it delivered to your desktop or your team's desktop through our virtual training studio, or you have us on site to deliver it in person, we want to be your partners in leadership excellence. And of course, there's tons of resources and your opportunity to start a conversation with us on our website at uniquedevelopment.com. Or why not, you know, make sure that you're listening to this as a podcast or checking out our video library on YouTube. All of that is available to you because in the end, we want to be your resource for frontline leadership excellence.